The U.S. Senate on Wednesday approved a bill that would grant $4.6 billion for border aid in a bid to stem illegal migration across the country's southern border with Mexico. Republican Senator Thomas Cotton of Arkansas announced the vote.
On this vote, the yeas are 84 and the nays are 8. The 60-vote threshold having been achieved, the bill, as amended, is passed.
The legislation will need to be reconciled with a separate, different border aid bill passed by the House of Representatives Tuesday. It then goes to President Donald Trump to be signed. The White House has said that Trump would veto the House version, which includes restrictions on U.S. immigration agencies and which does not include extra money for the Defense Department and Immigration and Customs Enforcement employees. Those legislation bills come after the death of an immigrant father and his daughter in the Rio Grande River near Matamoros, Mexico. A photo of the two has spread worldwide. Pope Francis has expressed sadness over that image. AP correspondent Walter Ratliff reports.
A Vatican spokesman says the Pope is profoundly saddened by the deaths of a migrant father and young daughter who drowned while trying to cross into the United States. Photographs show the bodies of the father and his 23-month-old daughter face down along the banks of the Rio Grande near Matamoros, Mexico, across the river from Brownsville, Texas. A Vatican spokesman says the Pope is praying for them and for all migrants who have lost their lives. Francis has frequently been vocal in his support of Mexico's efforts to help migrants and critical of U.S. efforts to block them at the border. I'm Walter Ratliff.
A mixed day on Wall Street with the Dow Jones Industrials and the S&P 500 losing ground, but the NASDAQ gaining nearly one-third of 1%. For more, visit our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. We're just hours away from the first of two Democratic Party debates in Miami, Florida. As VOA's Catherine Gibson reports, Massachusetts Senator Elizabeth Warren has been rising in the polls and leads Wednesday night's debate.
Warren is polling near the top in the crowded field of candidates. Kitty Rodell believes the Massachusetts senator will become president of the United States, but she's less sure Florida will help her get there.
Trump won by 100,000 votes against Hillary. Florida should be a blue state.
Democrats hope Florida's increasingly diverse population can help tip the balance away from Trump, denying him a second term. Former Republican-turned-progressive Democrat Eduardo De La Vega says he will choose the candidate with the best plans for health care and education.
This is why I'm here. I want to see who's going to be the right person. But it's really exciting because if a Democrat wins the state, it's over for the Republicans.
And with the nation watching intently for two nights, the candidates will have their best chance yet to make their case to voters. Catherine Gibson, VOA News, Miami.
U.S. President Donald Trump blasted former special counsel Robert Mueller, who agreed to open testimony before congressional committees next month. The chairman of the House Judiciary and Intelligence Committees, Representatives Gerald Nadler and Adam Schiff, announced in a letter late Tuesday that Mueller would appear before their committees July 17th. Speaking at the White House before leaving for the G20 summit in Japan, Trump repeated his assertion that Mueller's inquiry did not find anything wrong.
My only response to Mueller is, does it ever stop? After all of these years and times and people, does it ever stop?
Mueller led a nearly two-year investigation into Russian interference in the 2016 election and into allegations that President Donald Trump obstructed justice by trying to shut down that probe. President Trump is expected to meet with Russia's President Vladimir Putin and China's President Xi Jinping at the G20 summit in Japan. As AP's Charles de Ledesma reports, Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe wants a consensus on trade and other contentious issues when he chairs this week's summit.
Speaking at the end of Japan's current parliamentary session, Abe stressed the importance of global leaders overcoming their differences and joining hands in tackling difficult issues to send a strong message to the rest of the world. He said he hopes to lead the summit by patiently finding common ground in order to achieve concrete results, rather than stressing or focusing on differences of opinion. Abe also expressed hope that the US and China will resolve their trade dispute when their leaders meet during and on the sidelines of the summit on Friday and Saturday. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
For more, visit our website. I'm David Byrd, VOA News.
VOA1, the best music now.